okay, happies. I think it's good to categorize them now. Or PUL. Yeah, PUL it is. Because PU is like, what is it, 20. And you have this girl, she's just 14 or something, 16. And she's on a party. It's 1975 something. Typical Stockholm teenage party. Parents are gone. Who gets the beer, who gets the booze? Let's invite the girls. And she's there with some, you know, three other friends or so, two, three. Also like 14, 15 years old. Invited to a party with the big guys, you know. Wow. They're not like our schoolmate classmates. They are like 18, you know. So then one of those, and they are drinking, and she's getting drunk, and he's getting drunk. And there is the bedroom is free. Hey, bedroom is free. Come on. And I get in there. And he kind of, boom, takes a little bit charge here. And she is in bed under him. And it's her first time. So she says something, be careful. And you see in her eyes, she's a little afraid. And it goes black, fade out, and it says, whatever it is, 2 months later or 3 months later, something like that. And she opens her eyes. And she looks into the eyes of someone who's leaning down over her. Two Well, fine, eyes. Young man, eyes. It seems, but the rest of the face is not visible, really. And she's dizzy. She's just convinced that she died and she's in heaven or somewhere. And these are angels around her. There's other female angels there also. And they all have green dress. And it's so bright. All of a sudden. And she's just like, I'm in heaven. And she lifts her hands towards that angel who is now leaning down, lifting her up. And moving her. And then we get out of that perspective and from POV, and we see it from there, from the guy who lifts her. He lifts her from the operation bed or stretcher where she had been lying during the abortion, and onto an ordinary hospital bed. And nurses are around there, and it's Pio standing there. This is his summer job as a janitor, as it is called, in the surgical department of that hospital in Stockholm, which is just a factual scene here, actually. It just happened like that. And she looks into his eyes, and she's like having this, and he can see that she is looking at something beautiful. And of course, she's on morphine, and but big eyes, and they meet his eyes, and it's a little magic there for a second, but also he sees that pain. She thinks she's dead, and she remembers what she did. She killed her child. So that little hint there, that tinge of that insight, of that pain, that horror, is there in her eyes, and he had learned to recognize that now, because they had like one such a young girl abortion every day there on this small clinic. So he lifted her over, and then his job was to take care of that big, that sheet, bed sheet, filled with blood, and it's green, so you don't see the blood very well. It's not sticking out red, but brownish in the green. But this time it was a real pool of blood, so he knows what he's doing. He's just taking the cloth, and there's some nurse holding out a big plastic bag or rolling it up to them. He throws it in there, the laundry bag, and he gets some help. There's another young nurse there to clean up, because it's a pool of blood on that bed-ish thing, a stretcher. And she goes into the elevator, and that's it. And this could be then Well, connected maybe to a scene a little later that afternoon when he does the rest of his, or he does his afternoon duties. These are all factual accounts from the author's life when he was 20s, I think it was. And his summer job at Sankt Eriks sjukhus, which used to have a surgical department back then before it became an eye clinic. 75 or something. So his afternoon duties consisted of, among other things, to go to the little room where all the objects that were removed from human bodies during that day were standing in little jars and things on the shelves. And he took those, put on something like a shopping cart, rolled them into the elevator, went down to the abduction department. And before he did, he looked at them. And he sees there, and I said this before, but anyway, well, one bigger, you know, one of those transparent small buckets with liquid where amputated female breast was floating. And then another basket, there were like, well, three or four small plastic not buckets, what do you call them when they are small, containers where little embryos were floating. And he takes one of those up and he looks at it carefully. Takes off the lid, or if it's on, and he sees those little fingers, little nails on the fingers, hair on the head, little eyes, you know, little baby still holding the hands there, almost clutched, as if praying to God or something. And then he puts on the lid, takes that whole thing and several of those same different sizes of little babies and rolls it over to the elevator. So there he is, and we can show while he's doing it, what's going on in his mind. Or we don't have to show anything, any text or thought or anything. But, yeah, something like this.